Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
It's about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It's July the 13th, and we're starting off July 13th in a kind of a strange way here. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming on KCNR 1460. And it seems like some people are having problems. We should be up. Because just as we came on, we had our computer went down, but it's back up again. So if you're still not hearing hearing a stream, close and reopen it. See how you do there. All right, so we got a lot of people in here. Fargie's there, Sun Gold, Angel, Black and Beautiful. Let me see, there's a whole bunch of people. Citizen activists. You know, you just got to love these people in the morning. And speaking of loving people, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you, Bad Bob?
Doing well, enjoying the cooler weather.
What's going on with your streaming system there?
Well, as I like to say when things like this happen, damn you, Bill Gates. And all his designers of the Windows operating system, which does strange things at weird times, and usually when you can least afford it.
Well, if everybody, okay, so what you need to do is all the people that are on here need to just reboot. So, in fact, Bad Bob, leave a message on there. Put it back on it because if they can't hear us, they don't know to reboot. And some people said the only way they can hear us is through the computer.
And as soon as I get my computer running, I'll be able to do that. But I immediately started working the problem and haven't even had time to plug in my little laptop. So, anyway, would you like to hear some weather information?
That's right, because that I can Linda is on assignment this morning. So,
could have some thunderstorms this afternoon. Other than that, it's going to be partly cloudy. High just 82 degrees. Loving it. Chance of precipitation, 1/10 of an inch or less, unless you happen to be right under one of those thunderstorms. That's going to continue through tonight. Partly cloudy for your Thursday heading into the weekend. Moderate temperatures. And next week, warming up once again. And checking the temperatures around town, we're looking at about 67 degrees. Here at KCNR 1460 report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a great place this weekend. Linda is singing on Saturday night. They're going to be out on the patio. And if you want to go, if you want to attend that, you need to give them a call at 474-5546 and make reservations because it gets crowded there early. And you need to make reservations. So Linda will be singing there. They're starting around 6 o'clock. It's going to be a beautiful evening up there. And if you haven't been up there in the evening outside looking at the sunset and across the meadows and the fields there and the water, it is absolutely beautiful. So give them a call. Now, today, Jim Nielsen is going to be calling in around 7:30 this morning. And wanted to talk about the Cal Fire fee tax. Those kind of things. He also, you know, I'm sure we'll also be able to get into a couple other things that, you know, like the veterans home. You know, the veterans home, they've pulled the $12 million or billion, whatever it was, whatever they pulled, $12 million out of it. But the way they did it, and I'm going to say they, it's the Democratic legislators because they're in charge, and they pulled it out with no debate. They pulled it out by just making a pen change there and not letting anybody debate it. You know, and I'm not even sure that you can do that under the Constitution of California, that there is no chance to just even discuss it because the way it was added on to it. So, you know, and, you know, we're going to be talking about other things this morning. We're going to be talking about things that are happening right here in Reading. We're going to be talking about things that are happening, of course, in our state and then nationwide. And we have some scary stories here. Scary and so happy that it didn't have anything to do with us. But little, and then ridiculous ones, like people getting arrested because they're wearing baggy pants on an airplane and what that leads to. So stay tuned. And we've got and also Wes Foreman, who's the Shasta County probation officer, will be on today at 8 o'clock talking about the status of probation right here in Shasta County. You know, what are the changes? What's going to happen if they release criminals down to us? What are we doing right now with the numbers that we have and the financial restraints we have? So it's going to be a big day today. So stay tuned. This is Carl Lindebaugh, 7:10 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. Mmm, my favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. I know, I miss it too. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com, and everybody's in there. And from what I understand, it looks like Judge Monica Marlowe just ruled the Liebermans are not culpable, if I can believe this, from JRD, and he's always been right before, mostly right. That was the one where Shelby Allen died of alcohol poisoning at the Liebermans home. They went to court for the daughter that was there that evening, and it was tossed out of court. And I guess then they went to court about if they were culpable, and they were ruled not to. It was a civil court. And Judge Marlowe just ruled that the Liebermans to be non-culpable of it. So it was a tragedy all around, just a tragedy all around. So okay. 20 days, speaking of tragedies, let's get going here. 20 days left till the debt ceiling is reached, and the Republicans and the Democrats all agree that this should not happen. Well, I'm glad. The Republicans have offered Obama a deal that says, hey, you can make $2.5 trillion increases to the debt ceiling, but at the same time, you have to make cuts equal to that in the spending. And what they're trying to do is, okay, here it is, it's on your plate there, President Obama. We're not going to have anything to do with it, but you have to make cuts. If you don't make cuts, then you don't get the money. at the same time, Obama's pulling out the big guns and saying, well, if we get to that debt ceiling, it looks like, you know, perhaps those Social Security checks, perhaps those retired military, perhaps, though, you know, the disability payments won't be going out. I find it so amusing that he says that he threatens seniors, retired military, and people on disability instead of saying those checks to the UN, those checks going out to other countries, those checks going to illegal immigrants, those checks going to spend for things that are like research on monkey cancer, you know, millions that are going for that. I'm surprised he didn't say that. Why would he use Social Security? What about all the billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars that are being wasted during a time like this? And what you do is you threaten seniors, retired military, retired wounded military, and people on disability. That's your threat? You know, Obama, what are you thinking of? Why don't you just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take everything that we're making. I'm going to look at it like it was at my house. UN, guess what? You get cut off. Money to other countries. Guess what? You're not part of our country. You get cut off. How many billions and billions of dollars could you save?
Far be it from them to threaten to cut off those checks to Congress.
Congress, you know, hey, guess what? It worked in California. The first time they got a budget was the day that the California voters said, well, no budget, no payee. That worked. Well, you know, of course, the budget got vetoed. and then the comptroller says, well, it was a piece of crap, you know, and you guys just threw something on the wall, so we're not going to pay you anyway. And then they came back with something else. It was still a piece of crap, but at least it stuck to the wall, which is probably the definition of a piece of crap. Here's where we're going here. Well, it's true.
Oh, true.
It's true. Yeah. Okay? It's true. Why threaten seniors, retired military, and all this? I'll tell you why. It's because, oh gosh, it's going to be, this is what's going to happen. Well, indeed, but in reality, they can shift money around. Indeed, the Social Security Fund comes out of something separate. If the Congress had not voted to start raiding the Social Security Fund so many decades ago, you would have plenty of money there. But it makes no difference anyway. We're threatening now. We're scaring. We're into the scare tactics. Oh my God. Why can't people just see? We make plenty of money in this country. This country is, you know, a rich country. We spend too much. We spend too much. What's wrong with cutting back? Bad Bob, you've cut back.
Absolutely.
I've cut back.
You know, the party of emotion is at it again. You know?
You know what? Spin this into fear, 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 fear. Why don't you just, you know, stand up like men and say, this is what we're going to do to fix it. No! All right. Of course, that's just my opinion. All right, let's talk about, okay, in California, let's get back to our politicians in California. Hey, what do you do when when the state administrators and legislators mismanage the money and make tremendous cuts in the university systems of California? Well, what Cal State does is you raise tuition by 12%. Okay, all you people who are planning on graduating next year, not so fast. We're cutting out some programs and we're going to raise your tuition 12%. Again, you need to take a look. You know, again, California makes plenty of money. We spend it like drunken sailors on Liberty for the first time in Pattaya Beach, Thailand. And let me tell you, there is some money that is going through there. They come out with, walk out with fistfuls of dollars, and they come back with, I think some of them come back with, you know, with a T-shirt that says, I think I was in Thailand. And that's essentially what we're getting from our legislators. They come back with a T-shirt that says, I think I had a good time in Thailand. Or I spent all your money and this is all you're going to get is this T-shirt. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about a woman in Garden Grove that was a little bit upset with her husband and what she did. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
MMA. MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Damn it. KCNR 1460, 605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming. We got a great chat room going. If you guys aren't, if our listeners, you got a computer, hop onto the chat room, kcnr1460.com. We've got just some things going. Citizen Activist, Max, Indie Guy, JRD, Sun Gold, Angel, Fargy, that's as close as I get on that one, and many others are here. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Don't call 800 number. Call 244-1988. Call Doug Tooley. He will put in Dish Satellite. He's got great deals for you. It's a local guy, and you stay local in the community. All right, you know, now let me a little follow-up story on the California State tuition. Okay, this next segment here till we hit the news, this is going to be things you just don't want to believe. These are things that say, they say, well, how can you think of something to say for 2 hours a day? It's easy. It's easy. I don't have to think, which is easy for me. It's just have to watch the politicians. You just have to watch the people in charge of things. They give me things. They write things. They vote on things. Remember what I just talked about, CSU, California State University, they hiked the tuition 12%, right? Okay, minutes after voting to raise student tuition by 12%, the California State University trustees Tuesday decided that the salary for a new campus president should be $100,000 greater than his predecessors. $100,000. The board approved a compensation package for him Tuesday that includes a salary of $400,000 and $50,000 paid for with private funds from the university's foundation. The last guy only made $299,000. You know what? What have we come to, my friends? There's your tax money right there. They're upped it $100,000. Not 10%. Not 15%. That wouldn't have done it. They raised it $100,000. You can thank your California State University trustees. You know, this is just pathetic. Okay. And then a football player was flying on a US Air or Southwest Air. Oh, no, US Air. And have you seen this baggy pants syndrome? Okay. This guy's got his pants down. He's exposing parts of his body. They ask him to please pull his pants up. He refuses. It gets into a battery of a police officer, obstruction, suspicion of trespassing. He was asked repeatedly to pull up his pants, but did not listen. And then the Mormon's attorney says this is, of course, racial discrimination. Right. It could just be stupid discrimination. Oh, I mean, it's true. Okay. Places you don't want to go. Garden Grove. You don't want to upset women in Garden Grove, because a woman is in custody Tuesday after she drugged her husband, estranged husband. She invited him over for dinner. She drugs his food, ties him to the bed, and removes a part of his body and disposes of it.
She bobbitized him?
She bobbitized him. Oh, my gosh.
With no hope of reattachment.
No hope, because she
disposed of
the
evidence.
She rendered it in unrecognizable. Anyway.
Oh, dear. Indy
guy, I will not pull up my pants. I tell you what, Indy guy, when you read something like that, you don't want to pull down your pants either. So,
hell hath no fury.
My gosh. Throw it in the garbage disposal. You're right, Angel. That's exactly what happened. I just didn't think that I should even throw that out there, but you did. And so thank you. All right. And ground it. Oh, we've got others in here joining in, too. All right. Let's go to Let's go local here. Let's go local here. We've made the national news. We've made the tabloids in Europe. And why is this? It's just because a young man came into... He came in to cash a check in one of our local stores, convenience stores. It was a check from a church. The woman working behind the counter looks at the check, looks at him, looks at the check, looks at him, and says, "Can you verify this check?" And he starts getting nervous. Well, it couldn't possibly have anything to do with the fact that he had two words tattooed on his forehead in big letters, all right? And they started with an F. And the second word starts with a U, or the second word is U, and big letters on his forehead. She looks at it. She looks again at the check. Somehow in there, the police are called, and he's arrested.
Positive sign of an upstanding citizen.
Oh, my gosh. In the comments, you know, I mean, this is, you know, that's right. Let's get ready known. Are we known for the, you know, for Turtle Bay? Are we known for the, you know, the Sundial Bridge?
The fishing.
Mount Lassen, the fishing, the great water, the, you know, Mount Shasta Lake, Whiskey Tail Lake. No, we're known for this idiot that's got F-U tattooed on his forehead. It's gone all over the world. And not only that, the doofus. Think how happy you're going to be when you go to jail. They may have to change that. They may have to change that.
Oh, my.
How can people do this? First of all, how do you walk around with that on your forehead? I mean, this is a small town. Have you ever seen him, Bob?
Thankfully, no.
No. Just Bob said he saw him at the... I know. just Bob just came in with the tattoo picture. And I tell you what,
the one that they could print.
Yeah. No, this is one that you probably you couldn't print it in the paper. What can I say, my friends? When we come back, somebody Nielsen should be calling in today. In fact, that's maybe him now. This is Carl on the bot. This is Free Fire Radio, and you know, just sometimes you love this job. Talk to you after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, News Corporation has withdrawn its bid to acquire Britain's B Sky B network amid the growing inquiry into phone hacking. News Corporation Deputy Chairman Chase Carey says it was, and this is a quote, too difficult to proceed in this climate. The company will continue to hold its almost 40% stake in BSkyB. News Corporation is the parent of Fox Business Network and Fox News Radio. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke testifying today about monetary policy before the House Financial Services Committee. Lawmakers are expected to ask him about the ongoing discussions to raise the nation's debt limit and the risk of defaulting on that debt. Stocks are opening higher after an encouraging report on China's economic growth. The Chinese economy grew at a slower but still healthy rate last quarter. Just after 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up 115 points. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
You're out driving with your baby, and her smile is saying maybe.
Drat, a flat. And just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Now, the Slime Safety Spare for automatic flat tire repair. Check out the Slime Safety Spare at Pep Boys. No time to spare.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen. Whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and about Linda's on an assignment. 64 degrees, July the 13th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and the chat room is up and running hard. Just go to KCNR1460.com. You can hear us streaming, and you can also join the chat room, as many have, as the Indie Guy, Sun Gold, Max, Fargie, Bad Bob, just so many. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew gives discounts to veterans. Tobacco and Brew does so much for this, for our community. Espresso Joe's there for coffee, cold drinks, icy drinks. They have it in the finest walk-in humidor, of course, in the state. Anything you need for buying or making or fixing coffee. Joe and Shelley support our community. They have been supporting our community for decades, and it's they're great people. They're great Americans. And you need to go down and check this place out. Okay, joining us is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and we always welcome the Assemblyman on. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. I'm enjoying watching crop dusters fertilize top dress rice here, driving down I-5 south of the Capitol. Well, it brings back fond memories of my life.
Were you being crop dusted, or is it just while you were farming?
Oh, when I was farming, I used to ride around in them a lot too. Not anymore, but I sure used to a lot.
Well, I know you wanted to talk about a number of topics here: Cal Fire, the Veterans Home, several others. So, where do you want to start there, Jim?
Well, the Cal Fire, just to remind the citizens, I think they're starting to get aware of this $150 per structure fee. Now, it's not going to, I don't think, be applied simply to the residents. I think all of us who live in the state responsibility area, that includes me, are going to get hit with this. But I think that Cal Fire is going to very generously construe what a structure, a habitable structure is. Anything with four posts and a lintel will be a structure. So barns and outbuildings and second, granny shacks and all that, worker buildings, I think they're going to try to assess on that basis for everybody. The sad part, that was all done in the dark of night, no public hearing, and not even any legislators. My staff only got the bill language about 15 hours before we were actually going to vote, and only then could we determine that language had been inserted. Here's the situation. Probably can't change anything for this year, but my hope is if the citizens will voice their discontent to their elected representatives all over California, but then Doug LaMouth and I will have some help next year, and we can get that language removed from next year's budget and at least stop. The sad part is just about more money for government. That's the whole motive. And once government gets more money, it's pretty hard to take that money away from government.
Yeah, the only time I can remember that happening is under the vehicle licensing fees when it sunsetted. And there was, and that is, something in doubt too. This thing with this was not the only bit of legislation, though, that came out at the last minute or as a surprise, was it, that gave people no chance to look at it or discuss it?
Well, our veterans' homes in Redding and Fresno were also a part of that covert, behind the scenes, in the dark of night, ledger domain done by the majority. Without anybody's input, consent, consideration, vote, deliberation, nothing. And we have made an agreement, myself and the head of the Budget Committee, and all the Budget Committee voted on this. Instead of delaying the Fresno Veterans Home opening and the Reading Veterans Home opening for 1 year, as the governor had proposed, we made an agreement 3 months. And I've talked about it on your show. And all the advocates and the insiders that were working on the opening of Veterans Home concluded that would actually be a better thing. That would be helpful. A year would not, but 3 months is okay. And in the dark of night, they upped it to 1 year. Frankly, this is not over with yet. I am working with the key veterans organizations, and I am working within the legislature to see if there's additional cleanup bills for the budget. There are going to be a lot of this messy deal, and there were many, many errors made. Then I'm going to do everything I can, and I'll be working with Doug LaMouth and others to ensure that we get that back 1 year to 3 months instead of 1 year, the deal that was reneged.
You know, I would really like to see, Jim, I'd really like to see all of our veterans come together on this and go down there and just have the legislators explain to a few thousand veterans why they want to delay this home when they're spending money on so many other ridiculous things, including raising the pay of the new president of a California State University to $400,000 a year. They raised it $100,000. That's after they just voted to raise tuition 12% for the university.
Yeah, I personally resent that with three kids in college. That's going to hit us too. But it's just tone deaf. It's unconscionable that the university would do that. And, actually, one of my the assembly fellow that works with me, he is a region trustee, actually. A student trustee on the not on the regents, but on the California State University trustees, and he's voiced his objections to it as well as a voting member. It's a real tragedy and a real stupid thing to have been done. But I think we've got a chance here. And by the way, my efforts are not confined simply to the opening of the Veterans Home to get it for 3 months instead of a year, but also the restoration of the funding for Welcome Home to help our veterans who return get back adjusted to society. And we worked so hard to get a full funding of that last year, succeeded, and now it got cut again. Carl, I just believe that there are a few things that really ought to be priorities in the budget, and this is it. And, you know, to compound it, here we'll be meeting at 9 o'clock, the Appropriations Committee, and I'm sure for a whole lot of more spending, new spending will be voted out, and that's all the more reason we need to fight to take care of the veterans.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we've got to take a quick break here, and we come back. Yeah, that's something I wanted to talk about was, you know, when we start talking about, you know, the funding, and they cut things out. And that Welcome Home package, we've got 30,000 veterans returning home a month here to California. And we're already, and it's exasperated horribly by the fact the VA has got a backup of 1 million cases. I mean, it's getting to be, at some point, this is going to be a tipping point for the veterans of this country if they don't, you know, if the nation and the state of California doesn't address it. But,
yes, sir.
Okay, let me take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Sense, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Come on, pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Botts. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460, and there is a raging debate going on there. And our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning again.
You know, we're getting comments in the chat room on a number of things, but this thing about the Cal Fire tax, this is really getting to people. You know, this is something, it's a statewide effort. Is this a statewide tax on people?
Yes, sir. If you're in the rural areas, it's called a state responsibility area, which means that the fire service and protection is provided by the state. Then you're going to be affected by this.
And
additional tax, and in some cases it'll be a triple tax. You're already paying the state taxpayers in the general fund, which should provide for police and fire safety. Then in the local jurisdiction, a lot of areas have voted themselves an assessment for additional fire services in their area, and this will be piled on top of that.
Yeah, and then if you've got in some places, you have places like Bernie that already pay another tax on it. So is that one going to count any at all? Or so if they're already paying their property taxes, they're paying another fire tax, and then now the Cal Fire tax.
Yep, that's just another tax piled on top of it, and all it is about is to get more money for the state budget. Whatever the Cal Fire now is devoting to these fire services out of the general fund now will be, in the general fund, spent on something else. And this will become a part of the base, an ongoing part of the funding forevermore.
Is there any cuts that you're seeing, Jim? Anything that makes common sense to you?
Well, indeed, there have been some very substantial cuts. You know, it's up around, in the last three budgets, about $50 billion or more. No, actually, it'll be about $60 or $70 billion cut out of the state budget. I mean, meaning we're not spending that additional amount of money that would have been spent otherwise. That's the good news. The bad news is nothing really much has changed in government. You ask the average citizen dealing with whatever their agency is, DMV, Fish and Game, you name it. I don't think anyone will say, gee, it's getting a lot better. We're getting better service. It's more friendly service, more accessible to us. And that's with all that cut out of the budget. No, we're a long ways from being where we need to be. But what we clearly did not need and succeeded in stopping is $58 billion tax increase, Carl.
Right. Well, the other thing too is, you know, kind of going back and touching on this is, you know, the fact that we have so many veterans coming home, and the fact is that the Welcome Home program helped in making a transition. The other programs that, you know, in the Shasta County, you know, or the county veteran service officers, you know, didn't get an increase in all the work they're doing, and it just seems like. It seems like they're, you know, that the veterans are being, kind of like used as some kind of bargaining chip.
And well, I think that's a fair assessment of exactly what happened in this budget and last budget, too. Same thing happened with my poor little old Williamson Act to protect agricultural land. You know, there's certain things that really need to be taken care of. It's law enforcement, fire safety, absolutely, and veterans, absolutely. And they've all paid and have paid their price, and we've got to protect them. And I have a high degree of confidence we might be able to accomplish what I suggested, getting the veterans home opening back to 3 months instead of a year, and getting the additional monies for the welcome home. I'm going to work with that in mind, that it's going to be good faith, and we will accomplish it, Carl. And with our veterans, they're voicing their support for this restoration of funding and change back to the 3 months. I think we'll be successful.
Okay.
Bottom line, we're giving it a good try.
Yes, you are. You know, we really appreciate you being here. Any last thoughts here?
DMV, all this big fiasco of the administration trying to delay you from paying your DMV fees so that the VLF could go up. It didn't go up, and doggone it, now there's all this mass confusion, and some people will have actually set in their fines. We'll be all over DMV. You know, this was a conspiracy simply to wait until there was a higher tax so that then the state could get more money. And now it's all blown up in everybody's face with all this mass confusion and the DMV saying, well, we did have that second page in your bill, and you should have read that. Well, we're not going to fine you. All this mass confusion for the sake of taxing us more.
Yeah, I remember that, is that they were sending out notices because they were holding it as late as they could, and then some people were getting it on the 6th and saying it was due on the or it was due on the 7th, and then you're getting, you might as well just pay your fine right now. You know, it's just it's just amazing, the bureaucrats and what they do.
Well, the government always wants more money, and it doesn't efficiently spend that money, and that's our job, to do the best we can with it, Carl. And, I'm kind of having post-budget, I guess, disgust, not depression, but post-budget disgust about how it all came to pass. But there's still more things to be done to clean up the budget. There were so many errors made because it was done in the dark of night, behind closed doors. Nobody could review the product of the drafting of budget language or the little scams that were played therein, and now the price is being paid. And we'll be blowing the whistle on it, trying to correct it wherever we can, including for the vets, for sure.
Okay. Hey, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, we always appreciate you calling in, Jim, and giving us an update what's going on and for fighting for us.
Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, you too there, Jim. Okay. Hey, our guest was Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're talking about, you know, what's going on, you know, the money being cut out for the veterans' home, the, you know, the veterans' programs. You know, it's just, you know, it's bargaining chips. Oh, as soon as you throw the veterans' name out there, oh, you know, you got to help the veterans, yet we're going to cut all this money and give a $100,000 raise. So he makes $400,000 to the new president of the CSU. I mean, they voted for it, and at the same time, they raised the tuition of all the students. You know, this, there's something wrong when this happens. They have no idea what's going on. You talk about ivory towers, there you are, my friends. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot. It's 7:53 in the morning. It's July the 13th at 64 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Lott, on the spot. Linda Lott, on the spot.
Hey, hey.
Linda Lott, on the spot. Linda Lott, on the spot.
Hi, this is Linda Lott. Join me this Saturday, July 16th at 1 p.m. in front of Macy's at the Mount Shasta Mall. We'll have Devon's Jewelers, a fabulous makeover from Macy's, and let's learn about what is hot for summer cocktails. That's 1 o'clock this Saturday, July 16th. It's On the Spot with Linda Lott at the Mount Shasta Mall. I'll see you there.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. 7:57 in the morning, July the 13th. Looks like it's 64 degrees. 530-605-4567 or join us in the chat room, kcnr1460.com. Just join the chat, as so many of you have. And they're about how the government is robbing us. Well, yes, my friends, the government is robbing us. They're making fees. They're putting taxes in. They're not even debating them. They're cutting things out, and I'm not even sure if it's constitutional, if they're able to do that in the Constitution of the state of California. But yet they will continue to do it because the Democrats are in power. Okay, oh, you can't, no, oh, you're looking at it one way. Trust me, if the Republicans were doing it, I'd be saying the same thing. Whoever's doing this, and this is what happens, you know, when you get this power like this. Now, if they get one more vote or two more votes or two more people in the legislature or the Senate, guess what? Now you can raise the taxes. That's right. They'll have their two-thirds. Okay, let's talk about a couple other things. Let's talk about marijuana. Medical marijuana, you know, which has become either a boon to some people or it has become a problem to cities and to people out there in the middle. They're having it grown all around them and in the middle of firefights at night or bad dogs coming on their property. The Obama administration. That's right. The Obama administration who let this thing erupt like this and get completely out of control. Newly released drug control strategy slams states that have legalized medical marijuana, arguing that smoking any drug is unsafe and that marijuana's medical benefits have yet to be evaluated by the FDA. While there may be some medical value for some of the individual components, the fact remains that smoking marijuana is an inefficient and harmful method. That comes from the White House. It must not have come out of one of the wings over there where they smoke it most of the time, but I'm sure it was the other wing. Anyway, this comes on the heels of the Justice Department's decision against reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug, my friends. This is huge. This is huge. They took 9 years to respond to marijuana advocates' request that they take into account studies that show marijuana has medical benefits and reclassify the drug. At the end of the review, Justice Department did not change its earlier decision, and they believe that marijuana should be classified along other dangerous drugs such as heroines. And now the Americans for Safe Access is appealing the decision. Now, what's this mean to us? This means is that the government now can start going after those places. That they said it's unclear what the consequences for people involved in a medical marijuana business can be. But what it says here is that it's illegal. And so what's going to happen now? Since they just made that one, you know, they could come back and get into the medical marijuana. California looked at legalizing it for the state. You're just legalizing marijuana, and the government rolled in and said, you do that, and you're not going to like the consequences. And thus, the state did not vote for that. But now the government is leaning into it. Okay, we got to take our break here. Hey, when we come back, Wes Foreman, who is the Shasta County probation officer, is going to be our guest for our first time being on the show. We're going to be talking about the state of the probation department here in Shasta County. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, and we will join you after the news.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio.
I'm Ron Flatter. We could get another economic stimulus from the government. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke raising that very possibility today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
And the Fed Chairman describes the pace of economic recovery as soft, warning high food and fuel prices could persist.
Deflationary risks might reemerge, implying a need for additional policy support.
Bernanke tells a House panel that policy support could be another round of Treasury bond buying or further cutting interest paid to banks. That's a way of encouraging more lending. On the other hand, should the economy pick up steam, Bernanke says the Fed could raise interest rates quicker than forecasted. Ron?
And Bernanke's words, Jared, have pushed stocks higher. The Dow is up 151 points. Explosions rock one of the biggest financial centers in Asia. At least 10 people are dead in Mumbai, India. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, monitoring in London, has this live report.
That's right. The explosions hitting busy places during evening rush hour, including a jewelry market in Mumbai's business district. Now, residents fearing further bombs.
There might be fuel bombs around, which are unexploded right now.
Local journalist Arun Astana. 3 years ago, 166 people died in a three-day Al-Qaeda-type siege in Mumbai hotels and a Jewish center. India's government saying today's attack, too, is the work of terrorists. Ron?
Alistair and Al-Qaeda plot to attack our embassy in Turkey. That's what police say they've broken up there. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Ron, Turkish authorities arrested 15 suspected Al-Qaeda members plotting the operation, seizing 1,500 pounds of bomb-making ingredients, as well as two assault rifles, munitions, and maps. The suspects were detained in Ankara and the western city of Bursa earlier this week, the raid coming after 6 months of surveillance of a key suspect. Ron?
Courtney, Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez says he expects to undergo chemotherapy after he recovers from cancer surgery. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000.
It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Senate Democrats Harry Reid and Dick Durbin are praising a proposal from Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who wants to give President Obama the power to increase the debt ceiling. More talks about that at the White House today. Prime Minister David Cameron sounding off after a group of British newspapers is charged with hacking into cell phones to get stories.
What has happened at this company is disgraceful. It's got to be addressed at every level, and they should stop thinking about mergers when they've got to sort out the mess they've created.
And after Cameron made that statement in Parliament today, News Corp abandoned its plans to acquire the big TV group B Sky B. The newspapers under scrutiny are owned by News Corp, which also owns Fox News. Former baseball star Roger Clemens arriving at a courthouse in Washington, D.C. today with photographers capturing the moment. And with the jury selected, today's the day for opening arguments in Clemens' perjury trial. The seven-time Cy Young Award winner accused of lying to Congress 3 years ago when he denied using performance-enhancing drugs. A California judge says yes to prayers at government meetings.
City leaders in Lancaster, California backed the prayer, and so did voters. And now a federal judge has chimed in, declaring it is constitutional to allow city meetings to open with a word of prayer. The original suit was filed by two residents, one Jewish, one Christian. They claimed the invocations violated the constitutional separation of church and state. The mayor says the city takes pride in defending the rights of citizens to pray. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
The death of a legless veteran who fell 200 feet to his death from a roller coaster in western New York will not lead to criminal charges. That's according to the Genesee County Sheriff. Sergeant James Hackamer's relatives say they don't hold the Darien Lake theme park responsible. Hackamer lost his legs in a roadside explosion in Iraq 3 years ago. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. It's 8:05 in the morning, July the 13th. Carl and the bot, Linda. Yeah, little devil is on assignment. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR 1460, and we are chatting. The chat room is just filled with people today discussing things that are going on, drug companies, legalized marijuana, non-legalized marijuana, a terrible event that happened in Costa Mesa. I think it was Costa Mesa, where a woman took umbrage at her ex-husband or her separated husband. But one of the, I want to talk to you about something that's really important here. Not that everything that we talk about is not important, but this is supremely important. Matt Farley is a young man that they're doing a fundraiser for today. He's got bone marrow cancer and needs a transplant. It's been tough on his parents. Now, his family is the one that took in the Christmas boy. If you remember the Christmas boy from last year or the year before that was beaten and starved, and his life was saved right there at Christmas time. He was taken in by this family, that Matt's family, who took care of him. Now the boy has been adopted and is in Southern California, from what I understand. But the family who has opened their heart to him, their son Matt needs a lot of help with his bone marrow cancer. So today from 4 to 7 p.m., there's a fundraiser at Becca's Cafe. It's out on 2083 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Now, yeah, I understand if you take the Balls Ferry Road, it's between the highway, the freeway, and the railroad, closer to the railroad. The phone number there is 356-0217. 356-0217. It's at Becca's Cafe, again, in Anderson. 100% of everything that is made will be going to the family. 100%. Becca is donating everything. So please, today, Matt Farley's fundraiser between 4 and 7 p.m., Becca's Cafe, 2083 Balls Ferry Road, or call 356-0217. Now let's go down and help this family. Okay. Our guest today for this segment is Mr. Wes Foreman, who is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer. And welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Well, as soon as we turn on your microphone there. Okay, what, Bob? A microphone? A switch? Okay,
so, we're thanks on. Thanks for inviting
okay,
me.
Okay, we're on. Every so often we get complacent here. Well, thank you very much for coming on. This is your first time, and we'd like to make this kind of a regular, a regular show up, so that you can come in and share with us here. Wes, tell us a little bit about yourself. If people don't know who you are.
Well, I've been in the probation department for a little over 30 years. Actually started my career in Santa Barbara County and then started moving north. Went to Mendocino County about 5 years ago, became the chief probation officer there. And when the position came open in Shasta County, I says, this is the place I want to come. And I applied and been here for about a year now.
And so how do you like it up here?
I love it here. This is North California. It's just a great place. Redding, Shasta County is great. I love living under the foot of Mount Shasta, Mount Lassen, the rivers, the lakes. This is a beautiful place.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that. That's why we're here. And I think that's why a lot of people are here.
A lot of people are here, and yeah, those that move here, that's correct.
That's right. The people, the scenery, the ambiance of it, and even though that some people, what about Redding? And there's a lot of things to do here. People don't realize, there's nothing to do. Well, just look in the paper, just look around you. There's 1,000 things to do around here. Okay, Wes, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to break a little bit early, so then when we come back, we can spend some time. Let's talk about the probation department. Let's talk about differences in probation and parole, and talk about where you are now, and then as we go along, we're going to be talking about things that you're seeing, trends you're seeing, the impact the budget's had on you and your department, and what we have to look forward to here in the future. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Wes Foreman, who is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer. I'm trying to stay public something. Chief Probation Officer. Join us after these messages.
Join the adventure.
Scripture at Grace Baptist Church on Churn Creek for their Vacation Bible School. Rev it up, full throttle for God. Encouraging Bible stories, inspiring crafts, innovative games, puppets, skits, prizes, and snacks. Mark your calendar and bring your children, grandchildren, or friends to Grace Baptist each day, July 18th through July 22nd from 9 a.m. to noon. Ages 3 through 6th grade, this could be their most exciting vacation all summer. Call Grace Baptist for more information, 222-2128, or register at www.gracereading.org.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
I'm Dr. Cattywampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catsius Clay. Do you prefer Catsius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay-Neuter Clinic at 241-1650.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Like that. KCNR1460, Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment. 8:14 in the morning. Looks like it's 64 degrees out there. The weather, it's going to be a good day. Well, they said, I guess it could be rain today, right? Bad Bob, you're the weather person.
Possibility of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight's low should be about 63. Tomorrow's high, 84. Right now, it is 66 degrees. This report brought to you by our friends out at Anselmo.
That's right. Anselmo's is going to have music this weekend. It's Linda. Linda's going to be singing with her jazz trio up there. So if you want to get seats up there, you better give them a call at 474-5546. Tell them you want seats for where the music's going to be. I think they're going to have them outside in the patio, and the seating gets limited out there. I was talking about this Matt Farley fundraiser. Everything about it I told you was true, except it looks like the phone number is 365-0217. 365-0217, Becca's Cafe on Balls Ferry Road. It goes from 4 to 7 p.m. tonight. And it's a fundraiser for Matt Farley, the family who took in the Christmas boy and took care of him when he was in need. Well, Matt Farley, a son in a family, bone marrow cancer, needs transplants, and they have it's getting to be so costly. So we want to do a fundraiser for him. So again, Becca's Cafe, 4 to 7 p.m., 365-0217. Our guest is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman. We were talking on the break about the being up here in Northern California and how it's a great place to be at. Unfortunately, though, there's some people up here that are criminals or appear to be criminals, and that's where you get into it.
That's correct.
You know, the difference between probation and parole.
An easy way to think of the difference between probation and parole is that after an offender commits a crime, they go through the court process, and then there is a report that's written that determines whether or not this person is eligible for probation, in essence, a second chance, before going to prison. And the probation department writes the reports, gives them to the court. Those that stay in the community, do not go to prison, are on probation. So it's kind of a front end part of the law system that gives people a second chance to get things correct. Those that go to prison then go off to the state, and once they're released, they serve a portion of the time and release back in the community. That's called parole. So parole is after prison. Probation is pre-prison.
Okay, and the numbers of people that you deal with on a monthly basis?
On any given day, the adult probation department is dealing with a little over 2,000 offenders, and we supervise. That's a mixture of felony, mostly felony. We're pretty much in the business of the higher-end crime, the felony, supervising those that have committed those crimes versus the misdemeanor, which is the lower-end crime. But for adults, it's a little over 2,000. For the juveniles that we work with, it's a little over 300.
Okay. Now, how many people do you have to cover that?
Our force is about 100 strong. However, that's a mixture of support staff. We also run a juvenile hall, so part of our staff would be in the juvenile hall supervising the kids that are there. And then I'd say about 50% of us are sworn peace officers, both adult probation officers and juvenile probation officers.
Okay. Now, I've been out to the juvie hall when I was teaching. He was out there as a substitute teacher, and that was an eye-opening experience. We've talked about it before on the show, but it was a peaceful, I guess you could say, a peaceful area there because of the way they had. The young men and women were there went to school, and it was well under control there. But I didn't realize they were part of your department.
Yes. So we have essentially three divisions. There is an adult division, a juvenile division, and then the juvenile hall.
Okay. So when you say you've got, this many people to handle this many cases, what kind of caseload then is that for your?
For adults, we try to manage our caseloads with one probation officer to 75. Actually, 50 would be a better ratio for our high-end offenders. However, we do not have enough officers to supervise at that ratio. So what we would do is we have to use a evidence-based risk assessment to determine the level of risk, basically high, medium, and low. And we put our high offenders on the lower caseloads, and then the medium to low offenders are on larger caseloads.
Okay. We've got a phone call here. Let's go to the phones. John, you are on line one here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
We're fine, John. And how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And good morning to Bad Bob and in absentia, Linda, of course.
Yeah.
And I believe our guest is Wes Foreman.
That's right.
Hi, Wes. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Listen, I'm sure you worked closely with Dave Nichols from
Yes.
the Northern California Parole.
Yes, I'm familiar with Dave.
You're going to evidently be picking up quite a bit of their caseload, from what I understand. Are you guys staffed to handle this, and what's going to become of this in the community? How badly are we going to be impacted?
Well, in my estimation, there's going to be from 500 to 600 offenders that are going to be switched from the state system to the county system. First of all, we have to understand that those individuals are already in the community under some fashion, typically under parole supervision. And so they're just switching to us. Now, it will require some kind of increase of staffing. There's a plan that has to be developed by what's called the Community Correction Plan, Community Correction Partnership, but they're to create a plan and give to the Board of Supervisors on how to manage this. So it could be a combination of probation officers, sheriff officers, police officers, the use of mental health, to all mental health, social services, employment. There's a number of ways that we need to figure out how to manage this population. We're going to take advantage of Dave to find out how he's been supervising those individuals in the past, use some of that counsel, and then create some of our own methods to manage that population. But directly answering your question, yes, it's going to require an additional staffing of some sorts.
I'm sure that this hasn't all been defined yet as far as, I mean, it's defined it's going to happen, but there hasn't been a real, excuse my expression, but treatment plan defined. Do you think there's a chance that the state would fund the reopening of one of the floors of the county jail in order to handle the potential parole probation violators? And are they going, the ones that you pick up, are they going to be then determined to be on probation, not on parole?
Well, there's several ways that they're going to enter our system. The first ones will be those that are planned to be paroled out. So beginning October 1st, those that are ready to be paroled out that fit into the category of the lower offenders that will be coming to community supervision will be coming directly to supervision, not to any kind of in-custody situation. That number is approximately, after it's up and running, will be in the number of about 200 individuals on a daily basis that need to be supervised. Then there's a group.
That's 200 new individuals, right?
That's, well, new to the community supervision,
right,
but not new to the community because they would have been coming out to parole in the past.
Okay.
So now that they'll just be switching to a different supervision agency. There's a group that would have received a recommendation to prison that's going to receive some kind of combination of local custody, that means in the jail, and perhaps some kind of combination of supervision as well, or alternative to custodies. And that that plan is yet to be created, but among the concerns is whether or not it would be feasible for us to open another floor of the jail. The jail is severely overcrowded, and offenders are being released without supervision, without programs currently, which negatively impacts the ability for us to do our job.
Wes, we seem in a mess.
Well, you could look at it that way. I'm a kind of a make lemonade kind of person, so we knew that the state was pushing in this direction. Probation Department, in particular, just speaking from, you know, this is me, and my agency is that we knew it was coming. We've had success in the past. We have been letting the state know that our movement towards evidence-based practices and doing things better can perhaps be a solution to this problem. So as much as you might consider it a mess, we're looking at it as an opportunity to change the system.
I understand your positivity, Wes.
John, but we've got to take a break here.
Okay, can I hang? Because I got one more really important question I've got to deal with.
Of course.
Thank you.
Hey, Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Isn't that a cool song? 8:26 in the morning, July the 13th, 64 degrees. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea. No insurance? No problem. They're going to help you with that. They've got their own ways, you know, of helping you take care of your vision. This Dr. Lea is a great guy. We use Dr. Lea's services. He's the one that that found the tear in Linda's retina and led the charge to get it fixed, and which, by the way, is completely healed now. He has glasses for the whole family, on-site lab. He's been in Reading and in the business here for 20 years. He's on 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 223-2325. You know, we have other friends and we have other people that have gone to use him based on what we've said, and every one of them has had a pleasant experience. So you've only got two eyes. You've only got your vision. Have somebody take a look at it, somebody that cares, and that's Dr. Joseph Lea. Our guest is, in our remaining 3 minutes here, is for this segment, we've got another half hour after that, is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman. And, John, you're still on the line with another question, right?
Yes, I am, Carl, and thank you. Wes, if you don't mind, I want to bring up what I consider the obvious 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that is, since the state has to release these people due to overpopulation, if your agency or Dave Nichols' agency, the state parole office, needs to violate somebody and there's nowhere to send them because the spaces are obviously full, that's why they're releasing these people from custody, what is going to be the process? And I mean, since there is not going to, apparently there's going to be minimal threat of violation, how are you going to control these people?
Well, violation is not going to go away. With these individuals that are being transferred from the state to our responsibility, there will be called a revocation hearing of sorts. The process itself is going to be similar, but not exactly the same as what a revocation hearing would have been for those that are on parole. We, the county, will have to come up with sanctions that manage this. There is no plan at all to let these individuals off, so the county will have to come up with a plan of how to sanction these individuals. At the top end would be custody time. So with the knowledge that there's limited space in the jail, we're going to have to work out a plan that says, okay, you know, for those that need to be in the jail, how can we keep them in the jail and not let them out? And for those that we can afford to let out, can we create enough programs as alternative sentencing that will keep the offenders responsible and also provide ways for them to, if they're going to take advantage of it, to rehabilitate and result in not committing another crime.
Unfortunately, this so seems like a catch-22. Can I just ask one final thing, and then I'm going to clear?
You're going to have to because we've run out of time. You got 1 minute. Yeah. We got 1 minute.
Well, here's what it is real fast. Has the state provided you locally any funding to come up with solutions for this issue, because they've come up with the problem for us and passed it on to the local community, but have they come up with any funding to help with the resolution?
Yes, for the law enforcement community, the state is passing approximately $3 million to the Community Correction Partnership.
Well, that's some help.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Hey, John, thanks
for your answer, Wes.
We're going to come back and talk about how many people we send to jail and such like that when we get back from the news. Our guest is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman. It's 8:30 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. Police in India say at least 8 people have been killed, at least 70 hurt in 3 blasts that rocked the financial capital of Mumbai.
So far, the police aren't pointing the finger at anyone, but what we hear right now is that a team of special commandos is on standby. These guys are located in Delhi, and they could be flown to Bombay.
Said Arthur Duby with Global Radio News. The explosions in a famed jewelry market in the business district of Opera House. Another round of debt ceiling talks this afternoon. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying the country should not be allowed to spend more than we earn.
No more games, no more gimmicks. The Constitution must be amended to keep the government in check.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid calling for a resolution.
It's absolutely necessary that Congress prevent a catastrophic default on the nation's debt.
A deal needs to be reached by August 2nd. Fox News, we report, you decide.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. The old devil, 8:34 morning, July the 13th at 64 degrees. We're looking, we may even get some thunderstorms today, get some rain. This has been an unseasonably weird weather season. I said season twice in the same sentence.
We do often get thunderstorms this time of year, but yes, it's a little atypical, but I'm loving it. A lot of the country in a heat wave, and of course, next week, we go right back into the triples, so,
and so enjoy it while it lasts. Does that mean I'm going to see that Hawaiian shirt you're wearing next week, too?
If you're lucky.
Wow. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, you walk into Cypress Square Barbershop with that shirt on there, Bad Bob. I'm not sure what the conversation would be, but it would immediately turn to the shirt. Down there, DC Tim and a Man in Black give discounts for veterans. They give great haircuts. It's it's like stepping back into the old barbershop days. Man's Last Stronghold. They support the community, and they are a place to go to get a great haircut at a great price, and just and enjoy yourself. It's more than just a haircut down there at Cypress Square. Okay, our guest is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman, and we talked during the breaks here. And Wes, with the number of people you have under your supervision, I mean, the people on probation, and it comes out to like about 75 cases per each one of your officers.
Well, when I speak of 1 to 75 for our caseloads, those are for our high-risk individuals. So we have, in adult, we have two caseloads of 1 to 75, shooting for 1 to 50, because the lower the caseload numbers, the more intense that we can supervise, the better we can provide services. But that's our goal. The rest of our caseloads are much higher than 75, mostly our medium to low-risk offenders. What we do, we put them on caseloads. We call them informally bank caseloads. They're managed, waiting to see if the individuals, are going to those programs. We check with the programs to make sure they're attending. They report in monthly through monthly report forms. And only unless they drift do we actually bring them back into our intensive caseloads again. But
okay, so in other words, somebody does something that puts them into something where they have to go to a program, like what? Public drunkenness or what would put them into a program?
Some of the obvious things would be substance abuse, so it could be alcohol or drugs. So if that's preventing the prevailing crime, then what we'll try to do is match them up with the program and send them off to that kind of service. It can be, if it's theft-related, we can send them to theft awareness classes. There could be general counseling. Sometimes it's mental health issues, so we'll work with county agencies to provide support as well.
So if somebody steals something, does this include like breaking into your house and stealing something?
Yes, it can.
And so you can put them through a program. So the judge says, okay, I'm going to put you on probation. You have to go to these classes. And these classes are to help them not steal again?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Well, let me tell you a little bit more.
Yeah.
3 years ago, the probation department invested in a new way to do business. And so we invested in an evidence-based risk and needs assessment tool. So every individual that comes to our supervision is risked to see if they're a high-risk individual versus a low-risk individual. High-risk individuals, simply saying, is that if you don't provide them supervision and some kind of focused treatment, that they're going to recommit. So they're going to be more of a danger to the community. Low risk, obviously, is that you have to do very little. And in fact, the research says that if you do anything, you'll almost create worse criminals from them. And so with that tool, we risk our individuals and put the high risk on intensive caseloads. We also do a needs assessment that targets criminogenic needs. And that's a new term that basically identifies the types of problems that are going on in an individual's life that contribute to their criminal behavior. And it can be things like how they socialize, what peers they hang out with, whether they have substance abuse, whether it's education-related, lack of or lack of a job, if they have mental health issues. And so with our risk and needs assessment, then we target those criminogenic needs and then focus them into the services that are available in the community.
Okay. I guess that, you know, that does make sense, that you can, you evaluate them first before you go on further with it. And it's interesting that, I guess, you know, when you say that if you put them into certain programs, it's going to push them into a higher level of misdeeds if, you know, if it's not handled correctly.
And that's contrary to what we used to do. We used to say that every offender that came to us, we're going to control their day. And if we can manage their day by sending them to programs all day long so that the only thing that they do is go home and sleep and then come up and get, go back to a program, that we would then reduce recidivism. But the research is saying that you can actually put these individuals next to peers and eventually, you know, through for whatever reason, you know, just by talking to them, sharing stories, sometimes they go out and become worse criminals.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like finishing school in prison or jail. That's right. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, I like to talk about the, you know, the rate that we send people to jail here in Shasta County. It was very surprising to me about it in some ways. The also want to talk about the effect budget cuts are going to maybe possibly have and a couple other things. Our guest is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer. I'll be okay with this. Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:40 in the morning.
Save the date. On Friday, July 22nd, come down to Wind River Casino and check out Redding's hottest new bar in town, Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Don't miss this grand opening celebration. The celebration starts at noon. Prize wheel, drawings, giveaways, appetizer specials, drink specials, and much more. Drawings start at 1 o'clock. Sports memorabilia, Colt 45 tickets, Shasta Raceway tickets, and the grand prize, San Francisco Giants tickets, plus the gas to get there. Come down for your chance to win. The Colt 45s will be here from 2 to 4 o'clock for a meet and greet and ticket giveaways. The grand opening celebration continues with live music on the stage at 9:30 featuring Clear Cut. For more information on Wind River's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge grand opening, log on to windriver.com or check updates out on Facebook. Better yet, on Friday, July 22nd at noon, head down to Wind River Casino and check out the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning. Carl and the Botlin is on assignment. It's July the 13th, 64 degrees. We told you it was going to be raining, possibly raining today. And This portion of the show, or the this portion of the show, is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. It's Doug Tooley. He does a dish. He does great work. He's a local guy. He supported the Dancing with the Stars, and you know, greatly did that. And is somebody that guarantees his work and what he and what he stands for there. So that's Doug Tooley, 244-1988. All right, let's go to the phones. Oh, our guest is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman. We've been talking about recidivism, and I probably mispronounced that one, as I always do. We talked about caseloads and how we handle people with not so big an offense and how we've changed our thinking about that. And we've got a caller. Marty, good morning. You're on line one.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
I'm fine, Marty. How are you?
Man, there's just so many things that I am just really perturbed. Perturbed. That's a word, right?
Yeah, perturbed is a good word.
There are so many things that I am just flabbergasted about. We have a president that sits here and talks down to us almost daily, and we all sit back and go, "Yeah, well, that's the president." Why is it that we are supposed to sit back and take this abuse from the guy that is supposed to be our president?
Well, I don't think we should take abuse. I think we should. I think we should stand up. I think we should fight for what we believe in. I think we should work for those people to get them elected so we can change things. I mean, you know, during the midterms. 75 seats changed hands just in just in the House of Representatives, which changed the whole way of doing business. If we want him to continue doing these things to us and continuing to spend money and get up and send our young men and women off to war and keep them there, then we don't work. We just let it happen.
Are we the only few that find what he's saying to us as disgusting? It's like, come on.
Well, not according to the polls.
This guy is supposed to be the president of the United States.
Yep. Well, you know what? There's people that we have elected, and it's not just Obama. There's been others we've had elected that you wonder, who are they looking out for? Themselves, their parties, the people that pay them a lot of money, or are they looking out for the United States of America? And sometimes you ask yourself about that, about a lot of people. But the thing is, Marty, is you don't give up. You just keep fighting. And I know you will.
All right,
love my friend. It,
Carl.
Okay. Thanks
keep
for calling.
It up, dude.
Bye. All right. Okay. Wes, the one of the things I wanted to, we're talking about is how many, the city, the county of Shasta sends a lot of people to prison. Is that correct?
That is correct in comparison to other counties. And I don't have numbers, but I did read something in the paper recently that Shasta County, in comparison to other counties, is the only second from the top of the number that we send to prison.
So we're only second from the top for those we send to prison. Now, do you think that's because our judges are sending them, or is it our juries?
There's lots of reasons. Each county has a different flavor of how they want to manage law enforcement. Some are more liberal, some are more conservative. Judges are very independent, and of course, our district attorneys and public defenders are all interpreting the laws the way that they see fit. Certain parts of the California, our regional offenses are different, and so there's a lot of reasons for that. It's just one thing that I know that I realized here after I came to Shasta County that we actually are, we send a high number of our offenders to prison.
Well, now I know under former District Attorney Jerry Benito that meth was considered a felony. I don't know how much meth you had to have was considered a felony. I believe that was it, and they would prosecute for that. And under the DA, Steve Carlson, that I don't know if he's lowered that from a felony in every case, or I guess they get to make a choice on depending on what it is, or am I incorrect there?
There's many variations to a crime. So, some crimes, for instance, a theft crime, you can do it at a lower level, ends up being a misdemeanor. You can do a higher level, and it ends up being a felony. The laws are pretty strict on that. The district attorneys and the other attorneys, public defenders and defense attorneys, interpret those laws to find out where the facts are. And so that they don't change over and over. So, yes, some meth charges are felonies and should be treated very seriously.
Okay. Questions coming in from the chat room. Do your people, what do you do with 215 cards?
The probation department doesn't monitor 215 cards. In general, from our policy point of view, is that medical marijuana is an issue. Some individuals have the right to have medical marijuana. We treat the crimes. And so after the crimes are committed and the case goes to the court, we'll write a report. If the offender wants to claim that there's a medical marijuana issue that they need to continue with, then we get the courts to help decide on that, and then we monitor. So the courts will help us decide whether using medical marijuana is something that's okay for them. If not, then we monitor it that way as well.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We have people lined up on the phone, and we'll get to you. Bill will get to you as soon as we come back from this break. Our guest is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman. We're talking about what's going on. We're talking about, now we're talking about 215s. Like I said, we got Bill on the line. We'll get to him as soon as we get back. This is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
What are folks saying about Kent's Meats and Groceries?
They treat you like family. Everybody has a good smile on their face. Their meats and their produce, fantastic. And their smoked goods, I always buy their bacon here. And you know, and they have some of that stuff that the bigger stores have, some of your finer food products that you can find here. They're pretty much carrying it. If they don't have it, you ask them for it and they'll get it for you.
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We don't back down. The home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad, 8:55 in the morning. Phone lines here are filled up. And we're chatting, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. Discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's with super coffee and great drinks, icy drinks and cold drinks now, and the season's getting that way. Finest walk-in humidor, all the tobacco accessories you could possibly want. Tobacco and Brew. If you're a veteran, you get a discount there. So, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tomorrow, we're going to have on Chief Peter Hansen, Reading Chief of Police, and we're also going to have somebody's calling. It's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is going to call us tomorrow. We're going to discuss their upcoming extravaganza down at the Cascade Theater. I think they've got like 8,422 singers up on the stage or something like that. Okay, our guest is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, Wes Foreman, and we have people on the line. So, Bill, good morning, and thank you for waiting.
Good morning. Thank you. Hey, I just got a question of the chief, kind of in regards to parole being decreased so significantly and all these people being released out of CDC with all these lawsuits in California. It seems to me that he's going to have a difficult time monitoring these guys since most of his staff, I don't believe, is armed. And I'm just trying to figure out, is probation going to increase their staffing, and are they actually going to start being armed to manage some of the worst of the worst as they start entering into our community? Or, I mean, what's his plan for that? Because that's not going to be an easy time for anybody, I don't think.
Thanks for the question. In the first place, yes, we do think that there's going to be a need for increasing staff, but yet that plan by the Community Correction Partnership has not been submitted to the county. So what that's going to look like and whose staff, whether it's probation department staff versus sheriff, police, and other treatment agencies, you know, whether their staff will increase as well. I'm sure that there'll be a combination of all of that. So the first answer to the first question is yes. In regard to arming, that is an issue that is something to be concerned about. It is on my mind. I know that the past chief probation officer in Shasta County wanted to arm individuals, and I would say that most probation departments are armed in the state of California. We in Shasta County have a very rural population, and arming is always of concern. There's several liabilities on that as well. So without saying whether or not there will be arming people, that is a concern. Managing an armed officer is something that you have to take very slowly. You have to plan for training, for purchasing the equipment, and make sure everybody's ready to supervise in that manner.
Sure, I think I can appreciate that. I guess my concern would be, at least parole agents are going out into the field, and they're able to go into these homes where they're encountering people that have significant history. And if they're doing something illegal, it's not uncommon for them or the police, I assume, to get into these altercations with them. And I can't imagine sending out a couple or a single unarmed probation officer and expect them to try to go in and take these felons on. I guess it's going to be quite a partnership, but part of this is going to be pretty dangerous for them.
Well, most of our community contacts, which we do currently right now, are compliance checks. If we're aware that a situation may escalate or are pretty confident that it will, then we partner up with our law enforcement partners and go out with armed officers.
Okay, but unfortunately, it seems to me like the city of Reading and the Shasta County Sheriff, nobody's got enough people, and so if they're just going to throw more work on those guys or gals, it seems like, gosh, probation officers are going to get stuck back at the office, and unfortunately we got more felons walking around that aren't going to be monitored or managed. And I don't know, it just seems like our community's gotten less safe for all of us.
We're not intending to make it less safe. In fact, the Community Correction Partnership will create a plan, use the money that's being passed from the state to the county to come up with a better way to serve this clientele, and there's no intention of making the community safer. We want to protect the community.
Well, I know that you guys will do the best job you can. So appreciate the hard work they do over there, just kind of thinking how are they going to manage this. And the city of Reading seems to be overwhelmed a lot of times with these guys, and they didn't know how it was going to play out with probation taking over parole's job.
Well, thank you.
That's a huge question, Bill, and thanks for asking it, because this is something we're all going to be facing here.
Yep.
Soon.
Good luck to you guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet, Bill. Hey, we're going to have to – that's the last call we're going to be able to take because we're getting ready in 1 minute to leave. So, you get the last words here, Wes.
Well, thank you. You know, probation department has been around since 1841. It started back in Boston with a cobbler, of all people. He convinced a judge to let a local drunk person come out under his supervision. And we're celebrating community supervision probation week next week with a resolution by the board. The probation department is going to donate some blood as part of our campaign as well.
Great. You know what? This is not going to be the only time we're going to have you on. We've got to come back and talk, especially as we get closer to releasing more people here. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Remember that Matt Farley fundraiser, Becca's Cafe on Balls Ferry Road. Tomorrow, Chief Peter Hansen and the Gay Men's Chorus. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Three rush hour bombs ripping through India's financial capital, Mumbai. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring this live in London.
Yes, at least 17 dead, more than 80 injured. Targets including a residential district and a busy Mumbai jewellery market.
This is where the blast took place. Of course, you can see a huge police presence.
Local
here.
News reports quoting police saying they suspect Islamist terrorists who attacked the city on at least one previous occasion. And 3 years ago, Mumbai is where gunmen left more than 160 people dead in a drawn-out siege of hotels and a Jewish centre. India on that occasion blaming Pakistan-based militants. Lisa?
Thanks, Alistair. Airport security in the U.S. under scrutiny on Capitol Hill. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor live in Washington.
The Transportation Security Administration acknowledges there have been 25,000 security breaches at American airports since 9/11. TSA says that's a very small percentage of 5.5 billion people screened. But Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah says it's too high. He says we should be looking for behavior, not weapons.
So right now we're trying to find objects as opposed to doing risk-based assessments. We need to be doing behavior.